Hey, welcome back to my podcast, What Am I Watching Right Now? And in this podcast episode, I'm going to talk about the episodes of the detailed review of two of the episodes of Dr. Cha, that is episode 11 and 12. So without further ado, let's get into it. I think in this episode, things picked up from where we had left off. And remember me just saying that, oh my gosh, I was so annoyed that nothing is happening and things are building up very slowly. So I understood that this is going to be like a slow burn thing towards, I think, after the third or the fourth episode. But it was like way too slow for me. It was building so slowly and I knew that the finale is like six episodes later, and the story is like literally going nowhere. Dr. Cha has just found out about her husband's cheating. It was just building way too slowly for me, and I'm just watching out of obligation because I'm covering it on my podcast. But I think this episode brought some sort of relief from its like very slow burn. Let's get into it. So the episode 11 starts with Dr. Cha and Dr. John driving off in the rain. They're laughing because Dr. John can't get the sunroof on of her car, and that's why they start laughing. Also, Dr. John, when they get to the building, they talk, they have a talk, and Dr. Jeon Sunbae seems very supportive of Dr. Cha, and I felt like that was nice, like her taking her out for a drive and her being supportive when Dr. Cha really needs someone and she doesn't really have any one to rely on, because I feel like at that age everyone you talk to comes with some sort of judgment and also responsibility. She can't go to her mother because her mother would worry and she already seems sick. She can't go to her best friend because again this best friend knows or is more like invested in her marriage, because she was there and she literally saw In-ho and Dr. Cha get together and these years of marriage, so she can't reach out to her either. She can't lean on her children, she can't lean on her mother-in-law. Literally she has no one. But so, and also she can't go to Dr. Roy either because it feels like she doesn't feel, I don't know if she feels comfortable or not, it's just not like when you're going through something, some people like to go through those things alone, and it makes sense that she didn't reach out to someone, but Dr. Jeon was just there and she was supportive, and I'm sure it meant a lot to Dr. Cha. Moving on, Seunggi remains Seunggi and she is struggling to talk to her daughter, who is livid that Irang is asking her to like change the academy, and of course Yeonseo thinks that she hasn't done anything wrong, but Irang sees her like a homewrecker since Yeonseo said that. Yeah, Yeonseo told Irang that you should give your father to me, which was understandable and weird, and I'm sure it's like Irang's whole life has been upended by that revelation that Yeonseo brought on to her and to her family, that she's her like half sister. So it makes sense that Irang doesn't want to process this. Also, she's like young and I'm not sure if she can do this alone. Probably she needs someone to counsel her. And it makes sense that they are having a lot of friction. And of course, Airang seeing Yeonseo every day at the academy must bring about a lot of feelings and also like anxiety and probably like an identity crisis, because her dad isn't who she thought he was. So it makes sense that they are fighting, and after fighting, I think Airang injures Yeonseo, and then she goes to see her mother's best friend, like her aunt Mihi, and so she goes to her clinic and they have this talk. First of all, Mihi thinks that she's being bullied, but Airang says that things are not okay. But you know, after them having a talk, Airang admits that she feels guilty and bad for her mom, and of course Mihi reaches out to Dr. Cha to tell her like what's going on. Also after the talk, during the talk, when Dr. John is trying to comfort Dr. Cha, she also mentions that she had seen her mother go through something similar, and it really affected her because Sunbae's dad also had an affair and it took like a toll on her mother, and that's why she can relate to Dr. Cha, and that's why she can like empathize with her. I feel like right now Dr. Cha needs someone to be in her corner, especially while she's working at the university. So I think her support means a lot to Dr. Cha. And also like they talk about all other things. Like Dr. Cha asks her like what did you feel when you found out that your dad was having an affair, and John says that she threatened to throw herself off of the roof if her dad doesn't leave them or something like that. And I think it gave Dr. Cha some perspective on how her children might be feeling, and she felt like all of this has really hurt her children, and she feels responsible for this in some way too, even though it's not her fault. It's not her fault at all, but she's feeling like that. And we see her cry, we see her break down a couple of times, I think, in this episode and in the next few episodes too, because I've seen them. So just giving you a heads up, we see all of that. It's like when they are talking, the one person is comforting the other person, and that just happens. But yeah, after the talk, Jeonseok tries to sleep, but it's hard for her. So also Seunggi comes to see her, texts her that they should meet, and then Seunggi kind of insults her and says that like they are similar, they're not very much different, and basically accuses her and her daughter for injuring Yeonseo. Also before that happens, or afterwards that, or afterwards that happens, Dr. Cha goes to her husband's office and she throws away both the coffee machine and the bracelet that he had gifted her, like the only gift that she received from him. She throws it away. Next time when they meet, like Seunggi and Dr. Cha, they reflect, more like Dr. Cha has had the time to reflect that Seunggi and her husband has been duping her all this time, and it was a ruse from both of them to have Dr. Cha quit the hospital. And like, she's simmering from all that hurt and anger, so she demands, she literally goes to Seung-gi's office and she makes Seung-gi call, you know, and when he picks up, she demands him to come to the hospital room, their private rooms that they have, so they can talk. And she also outs his affair on the phone. Like, she tells him that she knows about the affair. And of course, In-ho comes immediately from wherever he is in the hospital to face the music. And Seung-gi, when Dr. Cha asks, like, is Yeon-so is In-ho's child? So Seung-gi confirms that Yeon-so is indeed In-ho's child, and that they got together while they were working at the hospital. The reason why I'm laughing is because when they are like talking about the way that they did things, like they hit things, it's like both of them are trying to out talk each other in a way. And Dr. Cha comments that, like, you're both dying to tell me your love story. I'm not interested in your love story. I found that even in a moment of conflict, it was written, like, the scene was written in a way that it was hilarious, and it made me chuckle a little bit, even though it's an incident when, like, she's facing or maybe she's coming out of her denial finally. We have seen this build up for like 10 episodes almost, where Dr. Cha finally admits to herself that her husband is indeed cheating on her, and there's a love child involved. Jeon Suk says that her priority is to finish her residency, and she will decide what to do with In-ho later, but she demands Seung-hee change the hospital because she doesn't want to see her. And she should do that within a month. She gives her a timeline, and then she leaves the room. Seung-gi sees this as an opportunity to get back with In-ho, because she's been waiting for this all along, isn't she? Like, she's been waiting for In-ho to divorce his wife so they can get together. And it's finally happening, like, it's finally getting there, and Seung-gi couldn't be happier in a sense. And yeah, she doesn't care. I think in a way she doesn't care how this situation is taking a toll on her own daughter, who is so frustrated that she's fighting with her half sister in the academy, and she cares this much. Like, she cares about that Yeon-so got hurt, but she doesn't care, like, the situation that led her to getting hurt is because of her. I'm not sure she's there, or she's like mindful enough to acknowledge that. So we also see that in a way, like, how Seung-gi is talking and how she's acting out. It's very true to her character, I'll say that. Also, unfortunately, things get worse because everybody seems to know everything, and Dr. Cha feels betrayed because she's the last one to find out. And when In-ho literally blurts out the truth that the kids didn't want you to know, she calls him like a horrible asshole, because she realizes like what In-ho has put his children through. And also, like, I don't think In-ho cares enough. It's like he's the epitome of an Asian father. I'm sorry, because I'm generalizing here. This seems to be the case for majority of families, majority of them. And I've seen that, like, in a lot of K-dramas too, and also in my own country. again, I'm generalizing, so take this with a pinch of salt. Like, he doesn't really care that he has children. Like, it's okay, he has children. The children are there for his reputation, but he doesn't want to get involved in their care, or like the way they grow up. Like, he'll be there, he'll pay for his children's education, but he doesn't really want to be involved, in a sense. Like, he doesn't want to be there to take care of his children, but he acknowledges them to be there. Like, there are some trophies, and he's happy that his children get to be a doctor, so they can, I don't know, I don't know what, how to call this. Like, they will take the tradition of every member in their family being a doctor forward, but he is not involved. Like, he doesn't really care how this situation is affecting his children. He doesn't literally care about Yeon-soo either, because it's like Seung-gi has to force him to acknowledge that Yeon-soo exists. So he doesn't really care about Yeon-soo all that much, and he doesn't really care about the children that he manifested into this world and who grew up in the same household as him, because he's their father. He's just not there. Like, he's not there mentally, he's there physically, but he doesn't care. So I've seen this happen a lot, so this is why I'm generalizing him as an Asian father. And also, like, not everyone's dads are like that. Some people do luck out, but yeah, I'm generalizing here. So anyways, moving on. Roy also happens to overhear all of this, and he realizes that finally Dr. Chai has found out the truth, and he doesn't really have to like step in, because he felt like it's his responsibility to step in and let Dr. Cha know the truth, because he felt like nobody else is going to tell her, and she's been I don't know, putting herself through so much because of Inho. Anyhow, he also decides to follow through of for looking about his parents, and he wants to do a DNA test, also to submit his DNA to a nearby police station or something. Also, Dr. Cha decides to decides to show up when decides to sorry show up and meet Seung-hee to give her like an ultimatum when Seung-hee comes to like text her. So they are like both giving themselves an ultimatum, more like it. Seung-hee tells her that she'll quit the hospital only if Dr. Cha gets the divorce, and Dr. Cha tells Seung-hee that she needs to leave the hospital because she cannot bear seeing her every time. Seung-hee feels like she's in the wrong, like she's been the one victim, and Dr. Cha is not the only victim, and she makes it known. She also blames Dr. Cha for shamelessly dating and then marrying Inho, because she came first in her head. Like, she's the first person to be with Inho, and she decides to weaponize this. And also she says that Dr. Cha is responsible for her daughter's unhappiness, because also like Irang broke her hand, or like her shoulder, hurt her shoulder, and Dr. Cha simply tells her that like it's a consequence of Seunghee's actions or the fact that they were cheating on her behind her back, and now the daughter, and now Seunghee's daughter has to pay for what has already taken place. And by the way that they are going back and forth, I kind of agree with Dr. Cha's logic, because if Seunghee didn't bring her daughter to Korea, Yoon So wouldn't have to go through all that humiliation that she had to go through. And yeah, Seunghee doesn't want to acknowledge like the things that she's doing is actually affecting her daughter. Anyhow, also somewhere in this episode, Jungmin and Dr. Cha happens to eat in the same cafeteria, and after the big fight that they had before, she tells him to meet up after work because she has something to say. She tells him that Dr. Cha has finally found out about the affair, and also that Jungmin would need to be sensitive and take care of her mom. And Jungmin is still frosty from the breakup, the sudden breakup they've had. So he's very frosty and icy towards her, and he's like he can deal with it. So yeah, that happens. Also the episode kind of ends with this situation where there's a short circuit in the fuse box, and Dr. Cha is sleeping in the dorms. So because of the short circuit, a fire breaks out and the dorms are filled with a lot of smoke, and everyone starts to leave the building except Dr. Cha, because she's sleeping and she's inhaling smoke, and she's coughing up. And at one point she opens her eyes, but she goes back to sleep. It's probably because she's unconscious because of the smoke. She realizes that she's in a bad situation, but because of inhaling all that smoke, she's again unconscious. Anyhow, both In-ho and Roy decide to head up to the building after someone lets them know. I think Sunbae lets Dr. Cha know, Dr. Roy know, that there's been a fire. They both head in, but eventually Dr. Roy ends up saving Dr. Cha, and In-ho is just he doesn't get there in time, but he sees her. He sees Dr. Roy carrying Dr. Cha out, and then he says like, "Give me my wife," in a very authoritative tone. And Roy ends up handing Dr. Cha over for In-ho to carry. And as soon as In-ho carries Dr. Cha asks him to leave her alone. So that also happens. Also, like, Dr. Cha tells him to let her go and shrugs him off. Again, the dorms get closed for 3 days for repairs, and Dr. Cha has literally nowhere to go because she has left her home. And the dorms are, of course, closed because they have to, like, fix things. So Dr. Roy gets to know about this, so he sends out the message. Telling everyone to come and stay at his house. And Dr. Cha feels uncomfortable about going there alone, so Dr. John decides to go with her. And it's nice because I think Sunbae realizes that Dr. Roy likes Dr. Cha, and she feels like they would be a good match. Since they both show up at Dr. Roy's house together, Sunbae immediately leaves them alone and she goes to clean up. She thanks him for She leaves them alone. Then when Dr. Cha and Dr. Roy are alone, Dr. Cha thanks Dr. Roy for saving her from her dorm, because she realized that Dr. Roy was the one to save her. And they both have a conversation. Dr. Roy talks about his adoptive parents and how he's looking for them. And they have this like nice talk. So Sunbae appears. When she appears, Dr. Cha leaves, and that's when Jeon tells Dr. Roy to go for it, because his feelings and the situation are like an exception, because Dr. Cha's marriage is almost non-existent, and she's been cheated on, and there's a love child, and that's why Dr. Roy's feelings for Dr. Cha is an exception, and he should go forward with it, and he should take his chances. So Sunbae encourages him to pursue Dr. Cha. Also, she talks about the affair with him, and that Yeon-soo is indeed In-ho's child. And anyways, when we move forward, we find that In-ho has found out that Dr. Cha is staying at Roy's place, and he just gets like mad when he hears that. They glare at each other before going for some sort of surgery. Also, they're trying to, bring in comedy, because there's two different chief of departments who are fighting over something similar. And before the Chief Yoon and Chief Lim are fighting in the cafeteria, and then soon Dr. Roy and In-ho get in like a physical fight, fist fight, and Dr. Cha suddenly appears to save the day, to break up the fighting, and that's when the episode ends. A few things I liked about this episode. At least it wasn't slow. Things picked up. Things were happening in this episode. I liked the fact that Dr. Jeon encouraged Dr. Roy to pursue Dr. Cha, because his feelings aren't bad. And also, like, Dr. Cha is on the verge of almost getting a divorce, because she has found out about the affair and the love child. So I really like that, because no one is rooting for Dr. Cha, it seems. Everyone has their own ulterior motives in a way. Her mom tells Dr. Cha to endure, and if In-ho does anything bad, same with her best friend, who tells Dr. Cha to endure the bad relationship, or if In-ho does something, she should still endure it. Didn't like that, but it was there. I liked the little bit of comedy that was happening here and there, since it was built in the episode to, I don't know, counter the conflict. It makes sense. It was a little funny. Also, it was relatively a better episode, because things were happening and you weren't bored, because honestly, in the previous episodes, I was starting to get a bit bored. I'm also liking the new dynamic between Dr. Jeon and Dr. Cha, and how they're helping each other out, they're supporting each other, and I can literally see a genuine friendship evolve between their dynamic. And also, I like Dr. Roy always saving Dr. Cha like a white knight. Really enjoy that. Really enjoy that he got in there before In-ho, because I just cannot bear In-ho, and he's just getting territorial because Dr. Roy is involved in the equation. Otherwise, he wouldn't have even probably bad an eyelash or something. But yeah, these are my thoughts for this episode. Again, nothing huge is happening. Things are moving along so fine and so slowly, but there were a few highlights in this episode too that I have mentioned. And yeah, I'll now talk about episode 12. Well, episode 12 starts with Dr. Cha and In-ho and Roy. Basically, they were involved in a skirmish, and In-ho was cursing at Roy. Roy accuses him about, you know, his illegitimate love child and how unfaithful he has been to Dr. Cha. And them having like a small skirmish, to which Jeon-suk puts it to an end by intervening between them. It was like a sloppy start to the new episode, but it makes sense. The drama has been terribly slow in pacing. On the other hand, Jungmin is like feeling tired, feeling low, and he's doing his rounds. He's struggling to keep up with work, and he ends up making a mistake. He discharges his patient, Yoo Ji-seon, the person who was pregnant, and she gives birth to her baby, but she also has like stomach or pancreatic cancer, and she needed like help for it, but she had already also denied treatment. But still, Jungmin was supposed to run some tests before releasing her, more like discharging her, but he just discharges her because he was like really tired and he fell asleep on his desk. Moving on, we also see that Yeon-so and Irang's situation just continues to get uglier, Yeon-so kicked Irang's easel in class, and like I've talked about her breaking her hand, I think I have talked about that. That also happens in this episode, because I think Yeon-so mocks Irang about taking her dad back from her, like she wants to take back what was stolen from her, which literally shows how petty she is. And I don't know why her character was made to be so petty, but it makes sense because kids learn from their parents, and she's like Seung-hee. She can be incredibly petty when it comes to her personal or professional lives. So it makes sense that she's doing that at her academy, where she goes to prepare for college education or like forms or whatever. You won't think of doing that in such a public space, but she's still doing it, so wow. Didn't like this episode much either. There's a lot of back and forth between the characters, accusing themselves, accusing each other, and also we have this like side story about Yoo Ji-seon's death, apparent death, and everyone feeling guilty because Jungmin wasn't paying attention, and he feels guilty about it, like how quickly they did that. Also, it kind of reminds me of this thing where sometimes I think about like how doctors watch deaths every day and then they brush it off the next morning and go back to work. For some people, I think it's okay, I guess, or they somehow deal with it, but for some people, sensitive people like Jungmin, it's hard to do that. It's like hard to switch off that part of yourself. And I know in movies and TV shows, it's shown that people struggle with it. So that's how, and they soothe themselves with alcohol and drugs and God knows what. But in reality, it's different. It's like, for doctors, it's work, and work involves people dying. So they just turn that brain off when they come home. I've seen that in my personal life as well. But I really liked how Jungmin was struggling with this. At least it gave him a more of a humanly side, because I didn't honestly like him in the beginning. He reminded me of his father, who is not very empathetic and less so sympathetic to his wife. And Jungmin just made me feel like he was the same, because he wasn't very sympathetic with her mom when she first started to work at their hospital. So at least it adds a bit of a layer to his character. And also, to be honest, I'm not liking this drama much, but I'm going to just force myself to watch the rest of the 4 episodes, since they're just 4 episodes more. I'm getting this feeling that this drama isn't going to end well, since it's made in an Asian country, which comes with its own prejudices. Prejudices or whatever, and their own stereotypes. And somehow it's like, even when they pick up a feminist show, or maybe a show where they are going to show like feminist values and God knows what, they still try to make the other woman the enemy. Seonggi is kind of painted as the devil, as the enemy, and I'm not really much of a fan of that. I wasn't really fan of her as a person, or how she's portrayed as a person, or as a mother, or a person or whatever. But it's like they continuously try to paint the other woman as the enemy, and like that really doesn't match with the feminist idols they were going for. Or maybe they have a very bad idea of what feminism is. So it's already rubbing me in the wrong way. And also, like, they've wasted too many episodes to really have anything come out of this. They are still like barely talking about the divorce. I'm sure they are going to just, they're just stretching the drama. This should have ended at, I'll say, 8 episodes. I mean, I think Love to Hate You was 8 episodes or something, or was it 10? It was something around that. And this drama should have been shorter than that, because the story could have literally logically ended up at a divorce, and we are getting like all these side stories that don't really help the plot at all. And I don't see any, I don't know, like an added insight, or all these filler episodes are helping the characters grow. Not really. Dr. Cha is just as demure and docile and stubborn headed, and also delusional about her husband. At least now that she has seen the illegitimate love child in like 3D, she's like, okay, I'm going to get a divorce. But she just seems like a delusional person, or her character feels like it. And to be honest, the drama has turned out to be pretty terrible. I've seen a lot many K-dramas, and none of them has bored me thus far as this, except for a few places in the episodes that I think feels like a high moment, which is like, you know, you find something that you like and you connect with. Otherwise, it's such a slog. Such a slog, if I'm being honest. Anyhow, the rest of the episode really just goes in and out about how In-ho wants to point out that Jungmin is not in the wrong. He's ready to put all of the blame of the apparent death of Jungmin's patient on Seunghee's department, and Seunghee gets a whiff of that through people in her department, and she's like, I'm not going to take it down. Sorry, she's like, I'm not going to take it, like, take this behavior, and she want to be blamed for something that she didn't do. And it is like Jungmin's mistake because he was overworked, but this is like also the fault of the hospital administration. But nobody, not even in the drama, nobody talks about that. Literally, like, they aren't talking about the hectic schedules or what they can do to work around it or maybe find solutions to it. They are actually, the whole show or the rest of the episode is literally about pointing fingers at each other. Another thing that I didn't really enjoy, because they are not talking about the failure of the hospital administration so they can have like a flexible schedule, or maybe they could have come out with a system where even the most overworked doctors can take like naps or like 3 or 4 hour long breaks so they can take a nap and be refreshed before the next surgery or whatever, or their next round. But we have like pointing fingers for the rest of the episode, and also like literally random drama between the Chief Yoon and the Chief Lim about one wanting to marry his sister. I guess it's very random and don't really understand it. I just laugh at it like at airhead because I cannot really relate with it, and it's just there, like, it's just very freaking random. But I guess it's just built in the plot or somehow included in the episode to make you laugh. It's like the comedic relief, but whatever. I didn't really understand that. Also, there's a little bit of the place where they're trying to pay respect, pay respect to In-ho's dad who has passed away, and Yeon-suk actually goes back to that home, the home that she had already walked out of, and she cooks like all this elaborate dinner, and during washing the dishes she tells In-ho that I really hate you, and I don't just hate you because you have cheated on me and you have an illegitimate child, but I despise you as a person because she remembers In-ho talking about getting disability stickers when she got her transplant, and Jun-suk in the flashback says that she doesn't need it and they don't need the disability stickers, but In-ho forces her, puts pressure on her to get it, and so like an agreeable and an amicable wife she gets it from I think somewhere, or the, I don't know, from the intendant department, I guess. And she it was In-ho that gets it from the organization or something, and he puts it on his car, and Cha Jun-suk sees that while she's out and about, I think, or did she see it while she was at work, and that rubs her in the wrong way. She realizes that he's not the person for her, And yeah, okay, I remember. She literally sees him at work because he has parked his car in the place that is like that is secured for people with disabilities, and he was just like nagging her to get those stickers because he could park in there because it's a better parking space. And he also used that in her eyes to benefit Seunghee because he was using the car to drive Seunghee around. And she says that she despises him as a person, and she realizes how pathetic her life is, and she's just as much to blame because she in the end married him or whatever. And then she asks for divorce, and then he like literally collapses. I'm not sure if I like it. Like the episode, didn't really enjoy it, to be honest. Also, like, feel like mini stories, subplots are being shoved down our throats that are not very important, or like I said, didn't move the plot along. Jungmin's story, Irang's story, the other patient's story, it doesn't really do anything to add character or again move the plot along, or really doesn't really affect the situation, the main plot, but it's there. I'm not really liking the drama so far. I think I've said that like 4 times, but I'm still going to finish it so I can review it and move on from it, and I'll take that as some kind of a reminder that I shouldn't pick out. Literally, this is the kind of drama I shouldn't pick up shows to watch that reminds me of the daily soap dramas that air all day round on Colors and whatever our TV channels here. It's like made for elderly women, and it's like really off-putting stuff. It's starting to remind me of that, to be honest with you. But yeah, that's literally it for this episode. Thank you for coming in and listening to me babble. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.